Chapter 7. Misery is mine. Indeed, I am like one who gathers the summer fruits, as gleanings of the vineyard, there is no cluster of grapes to eat. My soul desires to eat the early figure the faithful have vanished from the earth, and there is no one upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood, every man hunts his brother with a net. Their hands are on that which is evil to do it diligently. The ruler and judge ask for a bribe, and the powerful man dictates the evil desire of his soul. Thus they conspire together. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright is worse than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchmen, even your visitation, has come. Now is the time of their confusion. Do not trust in a neighbor. Do not put confidence in a friend. With the woman lying in your embrace, be careful of the words of your mouth. For the son dishonors the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice against me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my case, and executes judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light. I will see his righteousness. Then my enemy will see it, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" Then my enemy will see me and will cover her shame. Now she will be trodden down like the mire of the streets. A day to build your walls in that day, he will extend your boundary. In that day they will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt even to the river, and from sea to sea, and mountain to mountain. Yet the land will be desolate because of those who dwell in it, for the fruit of their doings. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your heritage, who dwell by themselves in a forest, in the midst of fertile pasture land. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. As in the days of your coming forth out of the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. The nations will see and be ashamed of all their might. They will lay their hand on their mouth. Their ears will be deaf. They will lick the dust like a serpent. Like crawling things of the earth they shall come trembling out of their dens. They will come with fear to the Lord our God, and will be afraid because of you. Who is a God like you, who pardons iniquity, and passes over the disobedience of the remnant of his heritage? He doesn't retain his anger forever, because he delights in loving kindness. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot, and you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. You will give truth to Jacob, and mercy to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old.